Hello everyone, my name is Julia, and welcome to the Hot Zone, a place to hear the beginnings of successful people in northeastern Pennsylvania and what they're doing for their communities now. Today I will be talking with Joel Boylan, founder of the Think Center in Wilkes-Barre, and leader of the Wilkes-Barre Connect. So tell me the story of how you got into marketing.
Marketing has been something that just captured me as a child. I come from a creative family, specifically on my mom's side. My grandfather was a watchmaker his whole life till his 90s, till the day he passed. My uncle was a jeweler for Tiffany and a painter who, after his career at Tiffany, went and traveled the world teaching jewelry courses. Last stop in India before he finally retired. My mom is just unbelievable in terms of painting and creating clothes and designing of what she does. And my brother, little known fact, who is a powerhouse attorney in Philadelphia, is actually can paint. He's absolutely incredible. He doesn't let people know that. And then finally, my daughter is super creative. She has an architectural and engineering mind already at 14. She loves to paint. She just loves being artistic, designing floor plans, which is amazing to me. I don't have a painting or drawing bone in my body, but I knew I was always creative in some way, and marketing has been the way that I could do that and designing different things. So that's what really kind of led me in that career. I love creating in different formats.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned your daughter. Is she still studying?
She's only 14.
Oh, geez.
She's going to be a freshman at Wyoming Area High School. And I coached early on her soccer team, realized she didn't have a competitive bone in her body. But what I loved was she was creative. She took art lessons for 8 years and took this love affair of architecture design. And I think kids nowadays with technology, they get access to Minecraft and all these different games that are out there. But, you know, she took it to another level. She has floor designing software, commercialized software on her iPad that she constantly is tooling with. She's just been captured by the work that Peter Bolin has done here for Bolin Swinsky Jackson and some of the things he's designed.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's just,
that guy.
Boom, been the spark that she needed.
Okay. And you mentioned the kind of creativity with marketing. How exactly did you find marketing to be the creative outlet for you?
That's a great question. And I think creativity is the backbone of marketing. It's understanding so many principles and integrating different unique techniques and opportunities and design that can really elevate, whether it's a nonprofit, a Fortune 100 company, or a government agency, that marketing is tasked with being creative and helping deliver a strategy. And I think I absolutely love that. I just love that design piece. And I think we've extended that further here. And I know personally as well, in addition to Connect, of really embracing design thinking principles, which really intersects that marketing and design world together, which is interesting to navigate, but I love it. Absolutely love it.
Neat. Ooh, geez, my microphone here.
Well, right. We're in the hot zone here.
Yeah.
The microphones jump out of you. So.
Oh, yeah. That could, yeah, that actually is a really cool name. I might steal it.
See? Yep. See, we're marketing. We're marketing together now. Yeah. We're brainstorming. It's great.
So with marketing as kind of your big field, what tell me about your early influencers and mentors, or even just influences in general.
Sure. I talked about the creative side of my mom's family. My immediate family, we've always been involved in a family business since as early as when I could walk. That's just the mentality and the family aspect that we had. So, you know, creating websites and creating interesting ads and marketing campaigns for the different businesses for my family when I was like 14, 15, I think that captured it. So being in that ecosystem, so to speak, that environment really kind of just kind of propelled me in that way. But, you know, I talk about all the time when I speak to students, mentorship is the most critical skill you need to understand, and the important thing, no matter what you do, no matter what you learn in a book, nothing can can replace how valuable a mentorship is. So for me, I really talk about three people that were really impactful in my life. Terry Clementi, who heads the marketing program and business programs at Penn State Wilkes-Barre. I had her for professor for a number of years. She was the first one to really believe in me and help me understand what marketing can be outside of a textbook. And for me, the greatest thing she did was introduce me to Terry Ohms, who I've said has been just an amazing mentor to me personally and professionally. I had an opportunity to intern for her. As we've just already talked about, marketing was my background, but I was doing research analyst. So research analyst for the Institute for Public Policy, doing things that I never even understood what I was doing at first. But I just loved the opportunity to work for someone like Terry, who's absolutely brilliant, one of the most creative and inspiring people in this region that many people have never even heard of. And so for her, she taught me so much about how it was to be a professional. She offered me my first job after my internship. And so I got a chance to work under her for 4 or 5 years, where she just taught me so many things. She taught me how to appreciate life and work and that balance. And ultimately, you know, the work that I did with Terry in my career path led me to Representative Udichok to be his chief of staff and ultimately run his Senate campaign and then also serve in the Senate for him. And he was in that same vein. He is the single most hardworking person you'll ever meet in this region. And what you see in the public view is even doubled down more than what he is behind closed doors. He is aggressive. He is determined. He wants to make a difference. So I think he just offered me so much of the inspiration and motivation of what can be. And those three have just been mentors for me early on, but more importantly, still to this day. And I get the chance to work with them all the time. I literally, before we sat down here, was on the phone with Terry Ohms working on a project we're working on. Terry Clementi and I work a lot on the campus of Penn State and giving back and what we're trying to do to make better opportunities for students. And Senator Udichok and I continue to have an amazing relationship. And when we launch stuff like the Parks Portal through Connect and different initiatives, it's all in coordination with what he's doing and his vision for this area. So, you know, when you land a mentor, they'll continue to open doors for you the rest of your life if you understand how to utilize that relationship and leverage that relationship. So, again, when I tell students all the time, don't choose your first job, choose your first mentor, because they will be that driving factor for you personally and professionally the rest of your life.
That is actually, like, that advice is really, like, sounding with me right now, especially with the current internship that I'm doing right now. I've never learned more in a month than I have in school, and it's just like that hands-on experience that really helps.
Well, and again, we're not advocating for don't go to school.
No, is very important. Not.
It provides you the theory. Yeah. School, but at the end of the day, like you said, you could spend a half hour with Dan.
Yeah.
Here in the Think Center and learn more than you might in a semester or two semesters at school, just because of the experience and the knowledge that he could bring.
Yeah. All right. And looking back, you mentioned your family and the businesses and essentially the creativity within your family. How does that influence you today?
Well, I think in a lot of ways. I think, you know, we worked for every dollar, every opportunity, my family and I. Nothing was ever handed to us. It was how my parents were raised. And really, you know, that was reflected in the way that I was brought up, my older sister, Shannon, my younger brother, Clancy, that, you know, nothing comes for free. You've got to put the time and the energy in. And so everything we do, whether it's, you know, paying for education ourselves or doing whatever it may be, you know, we've always had that mentality as a family. But I think one of our core principles and our core vision, everything we always do, we've always wanted to be a great backstop for community. You know, my family and I, we started a foundation back in 2001 just to help raise money for families. And that continues on to this day. And I do a lot of work with the Wyoming Valley Challenger League. stuff that we don't promote anywhere. You can't go find us on a website. You can't find us anywhere. It's because we don't use it as a leverage tool for anything else. It's just the way we're made up. It's, you know, and so for me, I'm fortunate enough now at 40 to finally figure out what I want to be when I grow up. and what I love about Wilkes-Barre Connect, it's just not about creating jobs or, you know, landing a company. It's about how that can impact our community. Mm-hmm. And I think that is critical. Everything we look at, everything we view, everything that our vision is for this region is making the community better. So I think it's just something that I was, you know, born and raised with in my family. And I think it's so critical.
Okay. Neat. That actually, like, the sense of family with you is just, like, it's so powerful. And it's just, like, just makes me think of my own family, too. And how, like, Tara, you met her. She's basically, like, a marketing whiz. And, like, she's also running her own business, too. And it's just, like, oh, my gosh, it's so cool. It's just that it's – this valley has, like, so many, like, talented people. And I think we need to – utilize it more than we already do.
And like, I think you're right. I think it's not only talent, we have talented people. You mentioned Tara, you mentioned Dan, and just down here in the Think Center, in the basement of Wilkes-Barre, doing some amazing things together. But what I love more than anything, it's not just the talent, but the heart the community has. And look, we all have stories that we've gone through in family where there's been tough times personally or family-wide. And those times, it's important that you lean on your friends, the family, the community. And I think that's what I love the most about this area. We may not check some boxes that maybe other areas do, but I think in terms of heart and pride, I think it's there. And that's what I love about this region.
Nice. So to kind of wrap this whole thing up and put it in a little bow, what advice would you give to younger people? Sorry, let me try that again. So what advice would you give to younger people who are interested in the current field of marketing?
Well, I think for me is getting involved, because technology advances every second. The way things are viewed, how they're designed, everything continues to evolve. And I think it's an amazing field to get involved in, because no matter the industry, no matter the type of business, no matter the size of business, marketing is a critical component of that and sometimes overlooked. And I think the role that you can play in terms of marketing a region, and I think if you look at Connect has been on that pathway since we launched, you know, 3 years ago. It's not just about creating jobs. It's about changing culture. It's about changing the environment. It's about changing perception. It's all marketing. That's the principle behind this. We're trying to show that we are innovative and creative, and the way that can be done is marketing ourselves. And so it's a key thing. So I think as a student, there's so many things that you can get involved in, no matter your background, no matter your interest, that you could be a part of something that really helps make social changes that are required, really make impact. So from a student, again, I think it's getting involved. So whether it's the Direct Effect Innovation Challenge we had here, or it's the cool creative meetups that we have here on a monthly basis that I always see you at, it's the different events that we have that can bring people together. And to put the bow on it, my favorite story with Direct Effect Innovation Challenge, where we partner with the U.S. Postal Service and MAGA Design, was to build a community effort of academic and industry marketing professionals to help deliver concepts necessary for organizations such as the Luzerne County Visitors Bureau and Penn's Northeast to evolve and to have a greater presence. And the winning team from the Luzerne County Visitors Bureau competition that we held right here were three students. One was a graphic designer, one was in government public policy, and the third was a biology major. And they were the winning team. Wow. Because they just embrace the challenge, and marketing is such a part, an integral part of everything we do, that, you know, they tapped into that resource and created something that ultimately now is in the process of being rolled out for an entire county. So, you know, marketing unites everyone. I think it provides a tremendous opportunity, no matter the industry, for students to get involved with. And part of what we do at Connect and what we're doing here today is to try to spread that word and to let people know, especially this next generation, you know, come down to the Think Center, get involved with Connect. There are amazing things happening that can really help just inspire and give you opportunity that you've never dreamed of.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for coming out today. I really appreciate it. And that was extremely wise words. Excuse me.
We're in the hot zone. We're in the fire zone here. It's 115 degrees in this room.
Just slap that title on us up.
People are looking in the window. It's now. So I appreciate the opportunity. This is amazing. I love what you're doing. And
thank you.
Love that I got a chance to meet you the last couple months. And this is great. Excited that you're doing this.
Thank you. Thanks to Joe Boylan for coming in and discussing his influences in his life that led him to create the very place that myself and various others work. Next time, we'll have Nicole Farmer to talk about how to succeed by being true to yourself. Until then, stay cool, everybody, and we'll see you next time.